Willie Jackson is with us, of course, the Minister of Māori Development. He's in Kirikiri Roa today, an important hui coming up in a little while too with the Kingitanga. I did get to speak with Jacinda briefly this morning as well, Willie, so I know that she's there with you. Does that add some weight and gravitas to the hui coming up in an hour or so? Hō tēnā koe.
Oh, it does, but always they add a lot to it. Morena Darwin, morena koutou. You know, this is the Waikato Tainui Kingitanga Accord Ministerial Forum, and so her and I chair these meetings, Dale. So all our people from Tainui Kingitanga come in. The forum was agreed under the Waikato and Waipa Rivers co-governance and co-management arrangements, and it was established through individual deeds between the Crown and Waikato Tainui, Raukawa, Te Arawa River, Iwi, Ngāti Tūwharito and Maniapoto. And so it's a really important a morning where we meet with him. The King is there too. He's part of the whole thing and the Tainui leadership as we traverse the different areas in terms of their aspirations, what's happening within Waikato, what we're doing nationally. So I'm looking forward to the meeting. As I said, I co-chair along with the boss, the Prime Minister, and Māori ministers are all in attendance. Ki Tapu Allen, Nanaia Mahuta, Calvin Davis and Pini Henare. So we're all there. Mika, I think, is on holiday this week. So I had my holiday last week. I was in Aitutaki and Rarotonga. So I've been back into the mahi in the last couple of days, and this is a really important hui this morning. And then after that, we do the same type of hui with Ngāti Haua, and these meetings are taking place at Tūranga Waiwai now. So, all part of a partnership that we talk about and insist that we have between iwi and the Crown. And, there are always a lot of hopes and expectations, and we try to fulfil that in terms of our obligations, as we should do as a government. So, Dale.
Have you got, we're assuming that Haumātau will be one of the discussion points, or is that for another time?
Haumātau's not one of the discussion points, not on the agenda today, but it may come up in general business too, because that Kingitanga has played such an integral role in terms of solving that problem. So, I mean, certainly I'll address it in my opening remarks, Dale, and then we'll get on to other things like what's happening with regards to some of their areas of concern, like the Māori Health Authority. I think they've also got questions over hupu, housing. So, it's going to be a good meeting, and I'm looking forward to it. And then Ngāti Haua after that, as we get into a kōrero with them about the same type of thing. So we'll be talking to them about their housing projects and different kaupapa that they want to prioritise, Wahoro revitalisation, a couple other big agenda items with Ngāti Haua, employment, just like we did with the Te Arawa Accord a couple of weeks ago. So we don't take these things lightly, Dale. That's why you get a Prime Minister coming in to give her support, and you get all the Māori ministers, the cabinet ministers fronting up.
Kapai, Willie, you've been pretty outspoken during your career as a broadcaster and as a chief executive of Mooma and the like. How do you sense the interpersonal relationships with the Kingitanga guys when you go in with a governmental hat on? And the ministerial role that you play, what's the interpersonal dynamics with the Kingitanga whānau and you?
You know, I think the relationship's very good. If you're talking about me at a personal level, I've had different relationship with some of the tribes through the years. Always cordial. I mean, there's always a whanaungatanga aspect, but myself and, that other fellow over on the west there, your rugby league mate, Mr. Tamahere, we have been sort of outspoken critics of some of the iwi, most of the iwi through the years, because we have always wanted to see the kickback in terms of our people sitting in the urban areas. We always wanted to get the right kickback, I suppose, Dale. What when I say kickback, support, And so, my relationship is probably different to other ministers, having been a person and been part of organisations that have taken iwi to task. But, you know, that's been for many, many years. I mean, we took iwi to the Privy Council in the mid-90s, though. So in 96, I think we were in the Privy Council. When we had them in, so that's 25 years ago. So it's been a sort of different relationship. It's always been I've always had good relationships with iwi. You know, and it's funny that people would be surprised, but you know, so a lot of them have been whanaunga, a lot of them have been friends. But that doesn't take away the point that we've had to go to court on different aspects of the relationships. And then we work together because we have to work in terms of advancing kaupapa for our people. And so I've also done that. I've done that as a CEO with Muma. I've done that as a Māori Broadcasting Chairman for Whakaruruho with Māori Television. You know, I work with iwi because we're all Māori. And at the end of it, we just have some differences in terms of how the strategy rolls out. So, you know, it's been a good time back in Parliament, as I've realised I have to set aside differences that I've had, and the same with them, so that we can basically advance kaupapa for our people, which I think we're doing, you know. And so I take on this role very seriously, and have to, as I did other roles that I had before I went to Parliament, and realise that the kaupapa is the main thing. So you have to put aside some of your own personal pan-tribal politics at times. Here's the other side of things, is that iwi are so cognizant now of the pan-tribal vote, that pan-tribal support, and you're seeing now more and more iwi have got clear strategies on how they engage their people at urban level, and I'm pleased to see that. So, you know, it's been a good and interesting time, and it's also been an opportunity to really strengthen kaupapa Māori, though.